Good evening, sisters and brothers. Buenas noches, hermanas y hermanos. I'm excited about the CUNY Social Forum. It took a lot of hard work and dedication to pull this social forum together. And can we give a round of applause to the organizers? They did it. Now, one of the contributions I want to make to the social forum, besides speaking tonight and helping out in other ways, is that I want to propose that folks seriously think about building organizational power to make social change in this country. That's what I want to talk about. And I'm hoping that folks will think about that as we go through the workshops, we go through the plenaries, and then on Sunday, when we have the assemblies, that's the place where folks can come up with specific, concrete proposals, debate them, push them back and forth, and figure out where we should go from here. Now, we all know that the government, the U.S. government, gave $700 billion bailout to people who are crooks, people who are liars, people who are involved in making bombs, people who are involved in making a policy that takes children away from our community. And yet, we did not have the organizational power to stop them from doing it. We know that this country is engaged in two murderous wars, and we did not have the organizational power to stop these wars from happening. We know here in New York that the billionaire crook Mayor Bloomberg and the democratically controlled city council are trying to overturn term limits that were approved twice by New York City residents, and yet, we do not yet have the organizational power to stop this. CUNY received a $50 million budget cut, and we did not have the organizational power to stop that. Now, as we heard tonight, ACS is taking people's children away. The children are being abused, they're being killed, and we do not have the organizational power to stop this. Okay? Now, we know that Cynthia McKinney from the Green Party, we know that Gloria LaRiva from the Party for Socialism and Liberation are good people. We know them. We know what they stand for. Yet we do not have yet the organizational power to elect people like that. So what are we forced with? We're forced either to vote for Barack Obama or John McCain. Now, if we vote for Barack Obama, we know it's a clear vote against racism. And we know that if Barack Obama wins, it will be a signal that we can move and attack racist issues. Right? But we also know, we're very clear, that if you vote for Barack Obama, we're voting for war. He says, take them out of Iraq and put them where? Put them where? Right, he's not saying take them out of Iraq and bring them home. He's not saying that. He's saying take them out of Iraq and put them in Afghanistan. Now, we also know that if we vote for Barack Obama, we're going to give more money to billionaires. Barack Obama and John McCain voted for the bailout bill. And we're forced to be in that type of position because we do not yet have the organizational power to stop these things. So, the legitimate question is, well then, how do we build organizational power? Now, what I think about is, well, let's look at the CUNY student movement. When was the CUNY student movement at its height? When was it strongest? And we can look at other movements. Look at the labor movement. Look at the women's movement. Look at the prison movement. When were they strong? And what they do to become powerful and strong? Well, we have to go back to organizing fundamentals. There's two slogans that are really important for us to internalize and to make concrete. The first slogan, and it was on the social forum flyer, by the way, is educate, agitate, and organize. When I was at City College in 1988, Esperanza Martel said, listen, what you have to do is educate, agitate, and organize. So repeat after me. We need to educate.
Educate.
We need a little more spirit, y'all. Come on. So I'm going to say it first, and I'm going to give y'all time to build up that energy, and we're going to say it together. Educate, agitate, organize. Much better, much better. That's this. Now, the other piece of this is that we must believe deep down that we have the power to make this change. We have to believe deep down that we have the power to make these changes. Now, when I say we have the power, y'all say we have the power. When I say, what do we have? Y'all say, power. When I say, what do we have? Y'all say, power. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's ready. We have the power.
We have the power.
What do we have?
Power.
What do we have?
Power.
All right. Now, how do we turn these slogans into real life things? Okay? Now again, our experience tells us that in order to educate, agitate, and organize, we have to work locally. If you're a student, you gotta work on campus. Right? And we're not talking about just finding out what the problem is. We're not just talking about getting the facts and the information. What we're talking about is engaging students. Being where the students are. If you call a meeting and three cats show up, you know what? You're doing the wrong thing. Where are the students on your campus? In City College, they're in the Nacro Tunnel. So that's where we have to be. Right? At Hunter, I'm sure there's a place where all the students gather. Where is it?
Third floor catwalk.
That's it. The catwalk. We got to be in the catwalk. We know where the students are, so why aren't we there? We have to educate, agitate, organize. Go where the people are. Now, one thing that we used to do was to first engage people was do petition drives. Now, we were clear that these petition drives alone were not going to do it. We were clear about that. But it's a way to get people to own what's going on because they got to put their name to it. They got to put an email where you can contact them. Back in the day, we didn't use email too much, but they put a phone number so we can contact them, right? We had speak outs in these areas, in the catwalk, in the rotunda, the Nat Plaza. The Nat Plaza is an open space in front of City College. When it was nice, we were out there. We had music. We opened the mic. People spoke. We debated. It mobilized people. We had teachers. We would go to those professors, like Dr. J, right, who we knew we could count on and say, can I have 10 minutes of your class? And Dr. J said, of course. And you know what? It wanted to be more than 10 minutes. We wanted to have a group discussion in there. And we wanted to energize the people. And we need to have rallies. We need to march. So when we talk about educate, agitate, and organize, and doing the local work on the campus, there are specific things. And some of these are some of those specific things. I'm sure there's some new tech stuff that I didn't have available back then that y'all could probably do now. I'm pretty sure. Now, the other piece of this is when movements are at their strongest, when the CIO was organizing unorganized workers, when the CUNY students were on strike, when 1199 was organizing and not raiding unions in Puerto Rico, right? When they were really organizing, what they did was they built broad-based coalitions. They built independent grassroots movements that were not tied to the Democrats, that were not tied to the Republicans. They were independent grassroots movements. Now, we know that capitalism is teetering on the border of destruction. It needs to be pushed over the edge. It needs to be pushed over the edge. But if we do not build the organizational power to do it, it's not going to happen. Look at the case of Argentina. The government was teetering on the edge. One organizational push, a powerful push, and the people could have taken power. But it didn't happen. There were no troops on the ground to make that happen. And so, brothers and sisters, we must build an independent, anti-racist grassroots movement. And we know what the agenda is going to be. We know that the agenda includes not taking children from our families. We know that the agenda includes free, open, quality access to community. We know that. We know that it means bringing the troops home from that war and turning their guns around and using them the way they're supposed to defend us against these crooked billionaires who are stealing all our money. We know what the agenda is, but we have to educate, agitate, and organize, and we have to believe that we have the power, the sheer power, to make fundamental change in this society. All power to the people. Thank you.